Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 290, we're going to talk about, is video important for your business in 2018? This is going to be part one of a two-part series that we discuss video and how you should use it for your business. So, Tim, is video important for your business in 2018?
The answer is yes, and that is the shortest episode we've ever done. Just kidding, of course. but yeah, videos... I feel like several years ago, as Facebook started to allow and really push video in the news feed, this might have even been 5 years ago or so, I remember marketers predicting that, oh, video is going to be huge, like video, like, you know, a certain percentage of content is going to be video, you know, and within the next 5 years. And we're seeing that come to fruition, you know, within the last couple of years. But it's not stopping. It's going to continue. And so really any business, whether your service or product, should be utilizing video for marketing purposes, because it is currently the highest converting type of content. That's true with Facebook ads. They convert higher statistically over images or just text. But even just not related to paid ads, but just on your website, videos are going to help, you know, sell whatever it is you're trying to sell, whether that's a service or a product.
Yeah, and it also allows potential customers, clients to see who you are, which builds credibility and trust. I know for me, you know, when I start following some of the people that I follow and stuff in the beginning, when I was learning about WordPress or trying to see what they were doing with their services and products and stuff, it really helped me to understand, you know, who they were, and it made me want to do business with them. Even though I didn't know them personally, I felt like I knew them personally and stuff. And you know, believe it or not, people, they do business with people who they like and trust and feel comfortable with. So if they can get a gauge on you and they're about to spend $10,000, for example, on a website, and they come across your videos and stuff, and you mesh really well with them, you know, you're just going to improve your odds of landing that client.
Yeah, it's like what David and I say all the time on WP the Podcast. People want to hire someone that they know and trust. And a video, and like David said, they might not actually know you, but a video makes them feel like they know you. Basically, they know you, you just don't know them yet. And so that's, you know, the beauty of video. And another reason why video is so important is kind of more on like the education side. When you're trying to educate a customer or a client on, you know, a product or service, so much more than images, a video is going to show off what it is that your product does. And that's going to help people feel more comfortable to make a purchase or a hiring decision. So that one's kind of a given. You know, it's like the old saying, a picture's worth 1,000 words. So a video is worth what? A million words?
You know, a million words. I'm going to go with a million words. Yeah. Tim. Yeah.
I don't know if someone's made that comment before, but if not, we're coining that term right here on WP the Podcast.
You heard it first on WP the Podcast. A video's worth a million words.
Exactly.
All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic for you in regards to video. We're going to talk about different types of videos you can create for your web design business. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.